thank you so much for participating with this call. We have a bunch of people who are here on the phone line on the conference call. And pleasure to have you all here. Every time you hear a ding, that's another phone line checking in. And I welcome those. And if you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hello, hi, it's Jim in Sedona.
Sedona, Jim, good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you, sir.
All right.
Good evening. Good evening,
hi, Jim.
Mr. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Oh, good evening, my darling.
Thank you.
Are you kicking high?
He's so sweet.
I am kicking high and reaching the ceiling. As a matter of fact, I'm on the bright side of senility.
Fantastic.
Again.
He's a sweetheart. He's a
old
sweetheart.
Enough to know better and young enough not to care.
Very good.
All right, then we had more people join in on the phone line. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Steve in West Palm Beach,
Connecticut. Here, Steve in West Palm Beach. Good evening, Steve, and welcome. Then I also heard a lady's voice. Please say your name and location.
Yes, it's Cleo from New Canaan, Connecticut.
Hi, Cleo. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Louisa from Petaluma, California.
Who is it, from Northern California?
Yes.
What's your name?
Louisa.
Louisa, good evening. Welcome to the call. Well,
I love you.
Petaluma.
Oh, you do?
I'm John from Toledo, Ohio.
Good evening, Don. Thank you for being here. Welcome. More people joined in. I welcome you all. If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jackie in Philly from L.A.
Hello, Jackie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Billy. I'm from L.A.
Also L.A. Welcome to the call.
Good evening. Hi, this is Eric in Phoenix.
Good evening, Eric. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right.
Here, chiming in.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Rosalie in Huntsville. How are you?
I'm doing well, Rosalie. How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Is that Rosalie Tackett?
That's the one.
Yeah. How are you? Hi, Rosalie.
Are you warm where you are?
Am I warm? Probably warmer than... Everything's relative. We live in Sedona, and when it's 40 degrees, it's cold in Sedona, okay?
They have nothing to complain about.
Well, it's 50. It's almost zero here in Huntsville.
I was at the bus station, at the train station that's below.
I didn't hear what
now,
you said about
the
bus station.
Do we have Terry on the line tonight?
All right, I did turn off the entry and exercise.
Yes.
Now, we had a few more lines come in. If you have a chance, if you want to, please say your name and location.
I'm Fawn from North Hollywood, just passing through Sherman Oaks at the moment.
Good evening, Fawn. Thank you for being here.
Don't take care yet. All right.
And if there are more people you want to, please say your name and location.
Sure.
That was two people at the same time. Plus a cat. Welcome you all. It's 6:02. Wynn is here. Good evening, Wynn.
Hello.
Glad you made it. And I still see more lines come in. And while we have still time, I welcome you and say your name and location.
Dr. Friedman, Phoenix, Arizona.
Dr. Friedman, what an honor to have you again. How are you?
I'm very fine, thank you.
All right.
Hello, doctor.
Hello.
Good evening, doctor.
Good evening.
And I still see more lines come in. If you want to say hi, see your name and location, feel free to do so.
This is Les, British Columbia, Canada.
Good evening and welcome to the call.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Got a lot of people here for Wednesday call.
Yep.
Do you want to say hi, Sydney?
No kidding.
Hi, Sydney.
train that cat to do that.
Yeah,
she's real talkative.
My kitty won't say a word.
She's trying to learn how to channel.
She thinks she's a person.
If you put the phone in, it depends on where you pinch her.
She wants to be able to deliver messages to other cats.
I'm sure she already knows how.
So,
we're waiting for Terry.
I'm here.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
So,
good evening, Terry.
Now, Wynn and Terry, we also have Dr. Friedman with us here tonight.
I know, but he just wanted to listen, okay?
That's okay.
So leave him alone.
We will leave you alone, Dr. Friedman.
Okay, I'm muted.
Okay, so let's get started.
My music.
Hi, do you want to run the tape recorder and mute everybody?
Yes, I'm going to mute the lines. The things are off. So, again, I welcome you all, and also those people who join in on BBS Radio. The recording is going to start right now.
This conference is being recorded.
Welcome, everybody. This is January 29th, 2014. We are doing our Wednesday, we call it the question and answer call, and that's where people submit questions to us, and we bring forth answers from other dimensions, so they say, okay? You know, why do I say so they say? Because I want you guys to test this. I want you guys to listen and draw your own conclusions. Convince yourself by the wisdom, by the little miracles, not to believe that they are who they say they are because of their name or because of what I say about them. You know, in this work, there was a very interesting, I've said this before, but it takes time to sink in, a very interesting thing about their criteria for working with this realm. Actually, this is both group souls. And that when people do miracles, when they do phenomena, I mean, let's suppose someone can be very psychic and they can predict things all the time. And people will tend to give up their power to those things. And they'll say, tell me what to do, tell me what to do. And that is, from the highest perspective, that is exactly the wrong approach. From lower perspectives, it's not the wrong approach because you have sources in lower realms that actually want to tell you what to do. They want to control you. And there's an insidious way that these control patterns start to take away your self-will, take away your belief in yourself. And the higher forces, the highest forces, let's say, their MO is to make you curious and to prove themselves by making a connection with you, not making you believe in them. And so often people come onto our calls and they want to believe in them. And you can want that, but don't let that bypass your own decision-making ability, your own scrutiny, your own discernment. And keeping in mind, even if you're looking for perfection, sometimes people look for perfection, and something comes through that's skewed. Keep in mind that there's such a thing as bleed-through from the channel's conscious mind. And so it can be skewed. It's not to look at every word and say, if they said it, it must be true. Except those who have been paying attention over a long period of time, I think, will acknowledge the vast amount of wisdom that comes through these sessions and over long periods of time, and wiser than we are, certainly, not only wisdom, but the explanations about the way things work that fit in with so many other things. And we don't study those other things in general. People often email me and they say, this sounds like the work, the scientific work of so-and-so. Or this sounds like, this explains certain things in the Bible that we didn't understand. So, you know, we have hundreds of our sessions up on the Spirit Channel. And I notice that people that are going through that are listening to the sessions, some of them have transcriptions, are getting extreme value out of it. And one of the things they say, as you study us, we study you. And if you get the idea that there is, the best word to use is frequency, we all have a frequency. And when you start reading their words, you start tuning into the frequency. And sometimes, as you're reading them, you'll suddenly feel a shift in your own consciousness. And I think that what happens is, as you tune into their frequency, suddenly they notice you, and they tune in to your frequency. And this is what they mean by, as you study us, we study you. So this is a really unusual opportunity that you are all being presented with, and unusual in this realm. And I just want to encourage you all to take maximum advantage of it. I sincerely believe, and I believe this from watching other people, that paying attention to this work can accelerate your own evolution as a soul dramatically. And it's not the answers to the questions. It's the energy behind the answers. And I suggest that while we have this opportunity for you to ask questions, when you ask a question and they actually answer it, it's like they've said this, they're tuning into your energy field, and that when they tune into your energy field, that in itself gives you the opportunity to go backwards and reverse back into their energy fields and make a connection. And I will guarantee you that we are going to get so loaded with people and questions over the next months that it may be hard to get your question in, unless I do some kind of special event where we charge for it so that people can ask their questions. So right now, please take advantage of it, and you've got nothing to lose. And on that note, let me see if there's anything else I wanted to say. I don't think so. Terry, are you there? Oh, there she is, plodding through her headset. Hello, Terry. We don't hear you yet. Hello, Terry.
Hello?
Oh, I hear you now.
Okay, I got unmuted.
Very good. Well, okay. You know, one of the things about being a channel is that oftentimes channels go into the higher realms and they're not as focused on the lower realms, and they can be Stacy. And Terry sometimes qualifies for that. And but we are so honored that she has come to the place of believing in this work and making herself available to us as much as she has to do this. And is there anything you want to say, Terry, before we start?
Well, I think it took me about 3 years before I started to trust that they were there and what they were saying. And one thing was that I felt so much more intelligent when they were coming through. Like somebody would ask me a question, I wouldn't have a clue. And then they would be on the line and somebody would ask a question, and I would say, oh, yeah. Well, and sometimes I would get an idea, and I would be able to, they would come through with an answer, and I would argue with them. I would say, oh, no, I don't think it's that way. And they would say, well, it is that way. And I'd say, well, how can I know it's that way? I have no data or anything. And if they would give me the same answer 3 times, then I would go ahead and I would say it. And then I'd check it out afterwards, and I kept finding out, you know, that my data was wrong and they were right. And so it took a lot of years to begin to trust, you know, and get acquainted with them. And sometimes they would come through with something that I would have never thought of ever. It would have never occurred to me. And so gradually I gained the trust, and I learned how to connect and to become the invisible person. Thank you.
Where did that come from?
I don't know.
I think what I'll do is let me just hang on a second. I'll put us on lecture, okay? So then,
okay.
No one can accidentally break in. Okay, good. Okay, so for you guys that are listening, believe me, we being in the middle of this experience, had to evaluate it and evaluate it and evaluate it to get to the place where we can be doing this now, and we actually sound confident, okay? It's like, it's a great deal of responsibility to have a voice speak through you into the public. And, there's of course, there's the interesting phenomena of it. But the real, where the real responsibility comes is ascertaining to the best of your ability that it's positive, that there's no agenda, that there's no trickiness in it, and that why are they doing what they're doing, and why do they waste their time? It's not a waste of time, but why would they want to talk to us? We who are these little humans in this little earth realm, when they seem to be fairly exalted. And the amazing thing is how much loving attention they give to the most simplest of questions, and how much they have real concern to reach us in this realm, and how rare it is for them to have this kind of opportunity to reach people in a public way where we're not charging, where it's free for all, and that you guys just take advantage of it. I mean, I don't mean take advantage of it like take advantage, but I mean take advantage of it as your own opportunity, because the people that do, the people that keep listening, the people that are reading our materials, By the way, if anyone, we haven't really talked much about the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, but it is chock full of wisdom, and it's a slightly different angle than the Elohim work. And if anyone wants to get it, you can go get it on our website, returnofedgar.com, and use the discount code GROUPSOUL, one word, GROUPSOUL, and you'll get $5 off. And during this call, I'm going to mention a couple of things, and keep your pencil and paper handy. Not stuff that we're selling. The only thing that's ours is the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, but things that I'm going to refer you to for certain health issues that you can research, and they're really cheap, and you may get super benefit from it. I was thinking as I was reading the questions for tonight that this might help that person, and this might help that person, and I want to make sure I say it. And of course, you have to do your own research, scan the internet, and if it resonates, I'll tell you where to get it. And we have nothing to do with that particular product. We don't make any commissions. It's just that it might work for you, and you'll probably never have heard about it unless you listen to these calls. Okay, on that note, we are going to call in the light. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection amongst all of us present on this line who would choose to participate in this connection. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
This is Ba'an. We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. This is the 29th of January 2014, planet Earth. And we come over a large section of Earth, and we experience a coolness, and we extend our perception to each and every one of you who wishes to be connected with. We can then sense you and can connect. We do not connect through the telephone line. We do not connect through the computer. We connect directly with you who wish. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Our first question tonight is from Beryl in Florida. When we are hurt deeply by someone we love, is it possible the person came in this lifetime agreeing to play the part of the betrayer or the hurter, sort of like all the world's a stage and they're just playing a role? Thank you.
Thank you. Very often it is not simply based on
tribology or something that they are spontaneously doing. Very often it has roots in a past life, something that there needs to be an evening up of a score, something there needs to be an imbalance set aside. So it may be that the individual comes in with this as one of the agenda that they wish to accomplish in this lifetime. It is not made up out of nothing. It generally is constructed from the resulting attitudes of some other time, some other place, that there is an agreement between both parties that the balance needs to be put into place. When one of you changes that agenda, then it does not need to happen. If either one of you clears the agenda, clears that contract, then it can have a different outcome.
In this kind of situation, can it be that highly likely or possible that the person that's being hurt actually hurt the other person in another lifetime?
That is very possible sometimes. However, there is a track wherein the person who is hurt over and over and over again. But in back of that, there is some place, some time when they may have caused a similar circumstance to someone else. It does not need to be even the same person that is bringing through the hurt. It does not have to be the same person that the victim has previously hurt, but due to the memory, unconscious memory within the victim's consciousness, there is the imbalance, and it is the imbalance that causes the all that is the surrounding, the entity surrounding that being, to put that into perspective. In other words, the victim may attract someone over and over to give him that experience. And by getting that experience, there is the feeling of righting some wrong, or the feeling of deserving the saddening circumstance, the saddening act. There is a feeling of deserving that. When one clears that feeling of deserving that, then the whole situation shall clear and the attention will not be on that any longer. When the individual is a child, the victim is a child, they may pull in circumstances, parents that will set them up that lifetime
in their belief patterns to draw that experience to them. When they have cleared that pattern, that desire for the suffering, when they have cleared it, then they will not pay attention to it, and they will not set up or walk into circumstances any longer to bring that to the experience to themselves.
What part does forgiveness play in this clearing of the pattern?
One can forgive themselves for anything they may have done, some feeling that they may have done something wrong and they deserve this writing of it. They may forgive themselves and know that everyone makes mistakes, and there is the ability to simply clear the slate, to let it all go, and to walk out afresh, that one is able to have the experience of joy, is able to clear the sadness and let the sadness go. One then can also forgive the person that has instigated the sadness, the other person that has perpetrated something. One can forgive them also, and then on another thing, they can forgive others who have perpetrated the sadness upon others. So there is forgiveness itself, self-forgiving self, self-forgiving others, self-forgiving another, wherever it may come in, one can then take a moment and forgive it. And as one forgives the area, the attention can come off it. And as the attention comes off it, then they can start and reset and have a new life.
Thank you. This is a question from Matt Savino. And Matt has this very unusual experience where something is appearing out of nothing in his crystal collection. He was away from home for a month before Thanksgiving. And when he returned and checked his crystal collection, I was amazed to find two miniature quartz pieces which weren't owned or gifted to me, as far as I know. A week later, a third one appeared. I wonder, Matt, if anyone else have access to your room or your place when this occurred? In any case, let's see what they say. Do the Elohim have any information as to how and why these crystals seemingly appeared into my room?
Give us a moment. We take a look. We see that your crystal has a very fine energy and almost a life of their own. And the multiplication of the crystalline energy and it is this strong presence within your crystal collection that is pulling in other crystals
first the way that they are pulled in. We see the strong desire of an entity that is residing over your crystal collection to bring more joy to you through the crystal, to bring in more crystals. And at this time, we do not totally see the mechanism for which they are coming in, as the desire of the entity in your crystal collection is the desire to pull in more crystals and more energies. However, they may come to the crystal collection from many ways. It seeks to pull in these crystals.
Thank you. Next question. Hang on a second here. This is from Peter in Woodland Hills. We have heard from previous calls that the Elohim are the ones that receive or answer our prayers. Let me just say clarification here. I know that there are other beings that pay attention to humans. Some could even be negative, but that could possibly be answering prayers. I believe the Ra group can do that. And if we take a prayer, this is Wynn saying here, the idea of a prayer is that it's a very focused intention. A very focused intention penetrates the veil. Just as when I call in the light and you guys can feel energy, that is a very focused intention on my part. And when you penetrate the veil, your intention becomes visible. Now, they may correct me. This is my take on this, okay? Your intention becomes visible to other energies on the other side of the veil, other entities. It can become visible to negative entities. It can become visible to positive entities. But the fact is, other entities can join with your intention once it penetrates the veil. And then suddenly, your intention has far more power to it to manifest as something in the physical. That's my experience. Now, is it possible, going back to the question, is it possible to have a group communication with even a higher group of souls than the Elohim? Will they be willing to help or answer our questions? Can the Elohim contact the infinite creator at will? Can they cascade messages from him to us? That's from Peter in Woodland Hills. Thank you.
Thank you. The infinite creator does not need the Elohim to relay messages. The infinite creator is in touch with all that is, and is right there, comprehending intelligently all that is going on. You do not need to peek through the veil to be seen. Although once you do penetrate the veil and your light is seen, you will receive help from even lower beings Angels movies, more so once you do penetrate the veil, but it is not necessary to penetrate the veil to be heard by the one infinite creator. The one infinite creator hears all, sees all, senses all, and does not need to be have a message relayed. The infinite creator is beyond you. Is part of the is a funny word because it takes existence for is to happen. The infinite creator is beyond creation. It is not created. It is there. However, it is beyond existence. And it does intelligently know all.
Is that the end of that answer?
Yes.
Okay. Does so the using that as a guideline, then the Elohim is in constant connection with the one infinite creator. Unlike us, who may be in constant connection, but we don't realize it. Is the Elohim always aware of that connection?
As you in the third density look down and back within your realm, we the Elohim, back within our realm, then we also sometimes forget that all is their sensing, knowing, intelligence, infinity, and is loving us. We also tend to be within our higher realm and looking down, and we are more localized. The infinite creator is not localized at all. It is outside of space and time, and we tend to get locked into the mystery of our higher realm, and we do not look up as much as down, the same as you in your realm. Do not look up as much as down.
Thank you. A call here from Ron, and I don't see Ron's city, but it's a common thing, and I'm something I know some of the answer to, or part of the answer. And hi, Lynn. I am new to the calls since your coast-to-coast AM interview and love them. I wanted to ask a question about how to heal physical pain. I have suffered from migraines for many years, as well as a pinched nerve in my neck that goes down to my arm. My intention is to become pain-free, but I'm not sure how to achieve it. Now, before I ask that to the Elohim, I wanted to share something of my experience, because there was a period of my life where I went through headaches. And one of the things I learned is that there's this muscle called the occipital. It's at the very top of the neck and underneath the skull. And it can be so hard, it doesn't feel like a muscle. And when you get a headache, in my experience, there may be other kinds of headaches, but in my experience, that muscle gets extremely, extremely tight, and it blocks the flow of blood from the brain to the brain, from the rest of the body. It slows down, and therewith starts a headache. And if you can loosen up the occipital, my experience was I could release a headache. And of course, if you have somebody to massage you, that's a good way to do it. But you have to go surprisingly hard into that muscle to get it to free up. So someone that's massaging lightly may not be able to do it. Another way to do it is to get a block of wood, say like 4 inches by 4 inches by 1 foot, and lay down your neck on it and aim the corner of the wood on your occipital muscle and rotate your head slowly. So, and it should be a little bit painful. Rotate it slowly to loosen that muscle up. And now I'm going to tell you about a device that is very cheap that I have been experimenting with lately. And write this down. Many of you may benefit from this. And it's called a violet ray. And it was something that Edgar Cayce recommended in 1,000 of his readings for all kinds of problems. So do an internet search, violet ray, Edgar Cayce, testimonials. Violet ray, Edgar Cayce, testimonials, or violet ray, Edgar Cayce. And read through all the things that that's good for. As I recall, arthritis, nerve damage, increasing circulation. And what it is, it looks like a vibrator with a glass tube on the end of it that uses Tesla technology to bring a high voltage electricity through that glass tube against your body. High voltage, high frequency current. And you feel it. And it may be uncomfortable at first, but you can adjust the intensity of it. Got a little control. So you can do it so it's comfortable. And it supposedly helps hair grow. It makes hair healthy if you run it through your head, hair, because it stimulates the cells and the follicles in your hair. But there's a multitude of things that it's good for. And here's the good news. They are shipping them out of China, and you can get it on Amazon and eBay for about $30, including shipping. And they're not selling it as a violet ray, though. Don't look up violet ray, because what you find will be expensive, $150 to $200 probably. They're selling it as a high-frequency machine for skin, for getting rid of wrinkles, because the violet ray was officially banned by the FDA and cannot be sold for any of the purposes that it was working for. So look up high-frequency machine on Amazon or eBay and, you know, circulate around. It comes with four different glass attachments, and it's an incredible, incredible deal to fool around with and see if it can help you. And study on the internet, violet ray, and you'll see the different ways that you can apply it. And if you take the violet ray and put that glass tube and run it around the back of your neck up to your temples, you can release a headache. I'm not saying everyone will, but I've tried it even now, and I can feel it loosens up all the areas where I move it around. And on that note, I'm going to turn it over to our sources to address this question about how to heal physical pain. I've suffered from migraines for many years, as well as a pinched nerve that goes down my arm. My intention is to become pain-free, but not sure how to achieve it. And thank you.
Thank you. There are a couple of core causes. There are more than a couple core causes of headache, but two core causes can be the teeth. Now, when a tooth becomes toxic, which after a tooth dies, and even after a root canal is done on the tooth, it can create toxins in the area and can then go up to the head and create headache. If the tooth is infected, it can also bring toxins up to the head and create headache. If the tooth is filled with dissimilar materials, there can be currents set up in between the two different materials, can make a current which can go up to the head. Even after a tooth is pulled, there can be remnants of the sac around where the tooth was that can create toxins that can go up to create a headache. When you have a headache, a migraine, isolate where exactly the headache is occurring. Then get a chart of the meridians in the body and trace the meridian from the headache with the location of the headache down through the body and see what are the areas of the body that are on that same meridian. As when there is a problem in the body on a meridian, it can transfer pain to the head. It can also transfer pain to various areas in the hands and in the feet. So get a meridian chart and see where the pain is occurring on a meridian within your body and trace that meridian through your body and see. You can take your feet and see where the nerve endings are connected to that meridian and see where it is very sore and other areas won't be sore. These will give you clues as to where the toxicity is, where the blockages are. Also, there may be some alternative therapists that you could locate that could give you help with this. An alternative dentist, such as Michael Margolis, such as Dr. Aguilera in Irvine. There are many causes for headaches. We have, at other times, for other people, given other advice. One of them is when you go exterior from your body and travel around exterior, then when you come back to your body, you can have intense pressure exerted on your body because you have been in an expanded state and come back to your body. And then the pressure from your expansion is felt by your body. So for people listening, do not take any advice that is given as if it applies to you. The answers given are more specific for the particular person. However, there are many causes for headache. Can be even with the one person can have more than one cause. So check it out and observe and find out more information.
Thank you. We have about 1 minute left, 2 minutes maybe, 2.5 minutes. So let me just do an easy thing here, and this is from Sija in Buckinghamshire, England, who is a regular attendee on our calls, and her cat, Bailey, died last Sunday. And I could hear her meow the day he died, and I think he was trying to say, I'm here. Can't you see me? I told him to go to the light that loved him, and I imagined sending a love light to him and stroking him. I told him that I might be sad, but I would be okay. I have been worried that he wouldn't understand where to go. I feel sad, but I believe I can sense that he is happy and relieved. Is he okay? Can he hear and understand me if I talk to him? Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes, he can hear and he can understand when you talk to him. You may not be able to sense him, but since you heard him meow, you may be able to sense him. You can talk to him gently. Do not try to send him to the light too soon. Let be friends. Let him get used to his new situation without the body. And you can be very sensitive to where he's at. And if it is time that you can tell him to go to the light, but he needs some time to get used to his situation. And he can hear you when you talk to him.
Thank you. Thank you. Is that true for many humans? If they die and they're close to somebody, that they can hear somebody if they talk to them?
Yes. In fact, it is very upsetting for a human to die and then to have no communication when one is hearing, seeing, sensing everything that is going on. There are many situations where the doctors are talking and the person goes into a near-death experience and hears everything that the doctors are saying. Yes, the individual can hear you and talk to them and be friends with them. Know that you are still connected. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to close this call for tonight. I want to tell you, if you sent a question this week and I didn't ask your question, send it again next week if it's important for you. Because I get more questions than I can ask. And if you keep asking your question, unless I tell you, I'm not going to ask it. There's some questions that are inappropriate. But unless I tell you, I'm not going to ask it, it's inappropriate, then keep asking your question. And that shows a high intention on your part to get an answer. And it'll keep it in my mind. So on that note, I thank you all so much for being here, for supporting the energy of this work, for being the energetic ground to bring this information in. Again, if you feel an energy on this line, if you're getting things out of this, we have hundreds of our calls posted on the spiritchannel.net, and they're not very well organized. They're chronological or sometimes they don't even have a title other than the date. But there's amazing stuff there, and please take advantage of it. And on that note, I'll unmute everybody.
Thank you.
And we'll see you next time.
Thank you.